The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play! Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Plenty of ways for you to get your question read on the air. You can email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. That is the letter I, not the word, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. You can send us an Apple Podcast 5-star review. That's the best thing to do. Go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review, ask your question there. I'll be reading most of your Apple Podcast reviews today. And you can join us on YouTube and ask a YouTube question. We'll get to those late in the show. Welcome, everybody, to your Friday/Saturday mailbag. It's 11:15-ish a.m., it's an early show for us. We have some injury news, not as much as we normally have. I apologize. My schedule's a little crazy today, so we had to go early. Dan Schneier's a trooper. He's got his cup of coffee. He just woke up like a half hour ago.
That's not true. That's not true.
It's true. did not, by the way.
It was a full hour ago.
Did not take you for a coffee guy.
Oh, every day coffee. I don't even have a chance to move without it. If I go a day without coffee, I get a headache.
Yeah, that's bad, but... I take you
as a not coffee guy.
No, I never had a cup in my life.
Yeah. You never had a sip of caffeine in your life. I knew that. That one was a lock.
Not on purpose. I accidentally had coffee once. I hated it and I never had it again.
Okay.
Also, I never complimented you. You don't have it today, but I've never complimented you on your Scott's Tots mug.
Okay. Yes.
I love that episode. Dreams come true. All right. Let's get to some big news items here as... First quarterbacks, Brian Hoyer expected to start for the Patriots and Jameis Winston out, Michael Thomas out. We did talk about this on the Friday episode, but Dan, do you want to give your take on the passing game for the Saints going up against the Vikings?
Yeah, so the good news here, at least relatively speaking, is that they did have some time to get the reps down. You saw from last night's game, Dolphins-Bengals, obviously... Unfortunately, Teddy Bridgewater was thrust into the game with no practice reps with the ones, and the rapport obviously wasn't there. You saw it on the last interception. You saw it on a couple other throws. So there is time to get the rapport down here for the Saints and Andy Dalton, but at the same time, it's hard for me to get too excited about Chris Olave in this one. He was the one building a nice rapport with Jameis Winston, utilize Winston's deep passing skills. We know Michael Thomas is out, which I think will hurt the entire pass game. It just shifts coverage. So this is a game I thought would go over. With Jameis, this is a game I thought there'd be scoring from both sides. I'm now going to be a little more reserved in my thoughts, I guess, with the Saints and probably benching some of the fringe guys there.
You think Olave is a fringe guy? Or do you think Olave is a must start?
He is a must start with Jameis Winston. Is he a must start with Andy Dalton? I'd still probably play him as a must start flex type.
Okay. Matt Rhule is very hopeful for Christian McCaffrey to play. We are hopeful too, because we are not enthused about the handcuff situation there. This is also big news. Amon-Ra St. Brown is out.
Yeah.
DJ Chark is going to play. Yeah. So Goff is a guy who has been throwing deeper this year, but not really completing deeper. You like short area targets for Jared Goff. Well, DJ Chark's ADOT this year is 18.2 yards. That is his average depth of target. That is off the charts. Very, very high. So it's like, oh, what's Josh Reynolds' ADOT? Josh Reynolds' ADOT is 15.1.
Yeah.
Reynolds, though, I don't really mind him this week. I'm kind of interested. First of all, matchup's great. Seahawks have a terrible defense. But, you know, I just want to go back. Let me see if I can find it. The last, weeks 12 through 16 of 2021. This was kind of while Amon-Ra St. Brown was going off, part of it anyway. Josh Reynolds, was he great? No. He averaged 59 yards per game. He was on pace for 1,000 yards, 1,003 yards, 7 touchdowns on 102 targets. That was his pace over a 5-game stretch before he got injured in weeks 12 through 16 of 2021. And he's coming off a game with 6 catches for 96 yards on 10 targets at the Vikings. So you're interested. Like, how would you compare Josh Reynolds to Olave and Landry?
Olave and Landry to me don't really compare, so it's hard for me to put them in that in the same bucket there, just because Olave has so much more big play potential, the air yards and all the upside there from a just one play can make your week type of thing. Reynolds would probably fit more into the Landry bucket, but he's not really that. So really for me, what I'm looking for in this game, Adam, is who's going to play the layup role. That's all Amon-Ra St. Brown has been in that Lions offense, the layup getter, the guy who all those routes are designed for, the short area stuff, basically how to help move a game along and on offense when you are a run first team like the Lions are. And I think you're right. Reynolds has a better chance to play that role, at least than DJ Chark, but they're pretty close to the vest as far as who's going to be in that role. Reynolds could project more as that big slot type. He's not really a Jarvis Landry in the sense of like consistency and getting open, I guess I would say.
Well, I just meant in terms of fantasy, yeah. Like how would you rank them?
Yeah, for fantasy, ranking them would be number one would still be Olave. Two would be Reynolds, and three would be Landry for me.
Yeah, that's how I'd go too. And then you think this is probably a boost for Hockenson, maybe a boost for Jamal Williams. Maybe he'll catch more passes. Seattle. Actually, after week one, they haven't been giving up that many catches to running backs when, you know, week one, it was 11 for Javonte, but they do have a history of being pretty bad in that category. All right. And hopefully Michael Gallup will play. We don't know that he will. And if he does, you're not starting him. And that would really make Noah Brown pretty interesting. Not going to lie. Slot receiver against Washington is always good. But if there's no Michael Gallup, would you go with Noah Brown or Josh Reynolds?
Noah Brown for me.
Okay. Noah Brown or Jarvis Landry?
Noah Brown for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Noah Brown. I like the, if there's no Gallup.
If there's no Gallup. Yeah, there's a lot of appeal there. And there's almost no better feeling than sinking into the couch for a long Sunday of football. But you know what's even better? Watching football on Sunday and having the chance to win free cash with the CBS Sports Football Pick'em game. You can do just that. Get into the action this week. Show off your knowledge with a chance to win the $1,000 weekly prize and the $100,000 jackpot. Here's how you do it. You go to cbssports.com/play. Or if you're on the CBS Sports app, there's a more menu. Click on the more menu and you can find the Pick'em game there. cbssports.com/play or on the CBS Sports app, hit that more menu button. And there's no purchase necessary. See rules for details. Time for your Apple Podcast questions. This is from Hagens39. Oh, wait. Did we ever share the questions with Dan? Okay.
I think I got them last minute, but I have access denied, so I'm still trying to request access.
Okay. All right. We'll try to get you the. Well, I put a few here in the original document, Dan, so follow along.
Okay.
What are we doing with Aaron Jones from Hagens39? Jones seems to be either a boom or a bust. Would you trade him for James Robinson?
This is similar to what we saw with Aaron Jones last year, as far as the boom bust goes. We all expected more of a role in the receiving game based on preseason chatter, based on week one route participation notes. I mean, it was looking like there were some routes for him in the slot. There were more targets available. We knew that. But it's not really formulating, and I never really bought into the whole idea of getting them both on the field at the same time, Dylan and Jones. It's just not how NFL offenses operate. So what am I doing with him? I'm holding Adam because I don't feel like this is a great time to sell coming off his worst week. So I think you got to hold and just expect him to be a very boom bust type player.
I would not trade Aaron Jones for James Robinson. I'd rather have Aaron Jones. It is a little frustrating, but I still think he's just a huge part of the offense. And A.J. Dillon's struggling right now. So, you know, he could, if A.J. Dillon keeps on struggling, that's only going to mean more touches for Aaron Jones. This is from Winky Face. Would you trade Jalen Waddle and Antonio Gibson and get Derrick Henry and Christian Kirk?
Waddle and Gibson for Derrick Henry and Christian Kirk. Yes, I would definitely do that.
Would you do that? Let's say there was no Tua injury. Would you do that?
Oh, if there is no Tua injury, I'm still doing that trade. I still love to get Derrick Henry out of this. And it's not like Christian Kirk, I think, has long-term appeal. I don't think this is a flash in the pan.
This is from App State Aggie Slayer. Dynasty League. Ooh. Would you trade away in a 12-team half PPR dynasty league? Give up Elijah Mitchell, get Michael Carter, and a 2023 first-round pick.
Give up Elijah Mitchell, get Michael Carter, and a oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, you should do that.
For dynasty? Oh, definitely. First-round pick is worth more than Mitchell alone for me.
This is from... I have no idea. Camden.
All right.
Love the show. The banter between Adam and Jacob on who has better hair is one of a kind.
Jacob.
That is so funny that he thinks you're Jacob.
That's not the first time that's happened. I think earlier we were talking about when I shouted out Chris's newsletter a couple Mondays ago. Like, oh, what was that newsletter Jacob was talking about? It's like, it's not Jacob.
It's so funny. Yeah, it's Dan. Sound alike. It's Dan whose hair looks the same every day. It's supposed to
But it does look a lot better than Adam's at all.
I mean, mine's ridiculous right now. I've needed a haircut for 2 weeks. And he says the cream is definitely better than the cookie. I trade?
This guy's great. I love this guy.
Besides he doesn't even know your name.
Yeah, besides the fact he doesn't know who I am.
Should I trade Trey Lance and a 2023 first round pick for Jalen Hurts in a 1QB league? He has a good chance to win this year.
Trey Lance in a 2023 for Jalen Hurts. This is Dynasty or is this?
Yeah, Dynasty.
Oh, Dynasty. I kind of like it.
Yeah,
I kind of freaking like this trade a lot.
Do it.
I think with the way we're seeing Jalen Hurts right now, there's obviously been a lot of skepticism at him around him in Dynasty. A lot of people are kind of hesitant to pull the trigger on trading for him. You know, will the Eagles stick with him? We're seeing it's very likely that he is going to be the Eagles quarterback for a while. It seems like.
Yeah, I'll do it. This is from JD2490.
By the way, Adam, we never discussed our meeting for the first time at the Giants game.
We did meet for the first time for the second time. It's true. When I first approached Dan, I think he was standing on something that was a little bit sloped up. And I thought he was a lot taller than me. When we stood next to each other, we realized we're about the same height. So no bragging rights there. The best part, I told this story about an hour and 5 minutes into a podcast on Tuesday. The best part of the day was four random people standing next to us at a tailgate who listened to the show, and all four of them prefer the cookie to the cream, all of them. And Dan thought I set it up. He was so astonished that he thought that it was a setup, that I told them to say it or something, but I definitely did not.
I couldn't believe it. How is it not a setup? Four of four people choosing the cookie over the cream. Yeah. What world are we living in? But I have to say this. I was also a little disappointed. I thought I was going to be taller than Adam just because from the draftathon earlier this, 2 months ago, everyone's like, oh, Adam's so small. He looks so small with that championship belt around, blah, blah, blah. And then I get there and he's the same height. And I'm like, all right. But he turns out to be just as nice in person as he is on the podcast and off the air. My favorite moment by far was not the Oreos moment. That was just pure devastation. I couldn't believe I was waxed like that. But my favorite moment by far is, we're at a tailgate, me and Adam, we're standing around and like an hour or two in, Adam's looking very uneasy, very uncertain. And I'm like, what's going on? What's wrong, man? He's just nodding his head. His head's down. He's just
that
shaking.
That's not true.
I'm like, are you okay, man? I wasn't sure what was going on with him. And he's like, listen, man, I need some hand sanitizer. Do you know where I can find some hand sanitizer? And I'm like, I don't know where you can find some hand sanitizer right now. We're not in the throes of the pandemic. He's like, I just need it, man. I've shaken a lot of hands today. I really need that hand sanitizer.
You are creating a dialogue. This is 80% false. I've always had a germ issue. The pandemic really ratcheted it up big time. And I shook a lot of hands and could not wash my hands. That's why I didn't eat any of the food, by the way, at the tailgate.
Oh, I was wondering.
Because I couldn't wash my hands.
You had a good excuse for why you weren't, but now I know the reason.
Yeah, no, this is, I was like, I could feel the germs in my hand. It was killing me. And I had some hand sanitizer in my car, so on the way into the stadium.
Did you really stop back for it? I love it.
Oh, no, I stopped back for something else, but in the meantime, all right, back to the question. Thank you for creating that dialogue, by the way. Very funny. This is from... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did I even read this question?
No, we didn't. That's on me.
Okay, from JD. Would you trade DJ Moore and Miles Sanders for Jonathan Taylor? Yes.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All right, from Ant Costig. Would you trade DJ Moore for James Conner?
Yeah, this is one a lot of people have been asking me trades this week on and off the air about James Conner. I'm on the no bandwagon, Adam. I said this to Chris the other day when on the live stream that I was sad to see you miss, but I'm happy to have you back, buddy. But look, I can't trade for Connor right now. I'm not the guy who trades for Connor because I don't trade for injured players. It scares the hell out of me. Connor's one bad play away from being injured for a long period of time since he's playing through this injury. He did not look the same to me in week three. I don't know what you felt.
I actually watched week three and week two of James Connor. One thing I noticed was this tendency against the Raiders. I wish I had watched more carefully, but on a few plays at least, I noticed the defensive backs in week two were just creeping up and, you know, and this goes back to them not running any play action. And he just doesn't have a chance. He just doesn't have a chance. And it's kind of like Mixon. He's not going to make guys miss. I actually did think he was kind of elusive, doing everything he could to fight for yards, but he had no chance. So I don't expect a good rush average from James Conner. I don't expect a lot of big plays. I'm hoping for catches. Catches are the only thing that's going to save him. Catches and touchdowns. I think he'll get the touchdowns. He needs to be involved in the passing game. They say they want to get him more involved. I think DJ Moore and James Conner, I think that's a fair trade. But both guys are down significantly from where we drafted them. I understand if you don't want to trade for an injured player. This is from Mikey. If the cookie was so good in an Oreo, they would have doubled the thickness of the cookie instead of having double stuffed Oreo.
You're damn right.
All right, this is from Mount Chandler.
And that's the best argument, because my Oreo naked argument, you debunked it really quickly, Adam. Yeah. And I felt like, oh man, Adam got me.
It's a terrible.
I was kind of stumped. But then someone came to me. This is the first time I heard this side of the argument. If the cookie was so good, why wouldn't there be a double cookie with the regular filling? Exactly. And that's exactly right.
Nailed okay, it. Well, because you have childish, gluttonous people like Dan who just want the fatty cream. All right, this is from Champsmore. I have the ninth pick. I had the ninth pick in my 12-team, half PPR, three receiver plus flex league. I took Jamar Chase and Travis Kelce in rounds one and two. In round three, I took DJ Moore. And then I have Breece Hall. Oh, no, this got cut off. Uh-oh, I got to find this. Hold on one second. I can find it. Mount Chapsmore. I got you, buddy. I'll be right there. Dan, what are you up to this week? Oh, I got it. Never mind. I don't care about your weekend. I took Elijah Mitchell, blah, blah, blah. All right, so here's the trade. I was offered my Kelce and Breece Hall. Oh, this is a no-brainer. For his Nick Chubb and Keenan Allen and Gerald Everett. I would do that.
This is a no-brainer for you. I'm struggling with this.
Chubb and Keenan Allen. I mean, I hope Allen plays.
I think
Kelce
is by far and away the best component of this deal.
Far and away over Nick Chubb.
Yes, for me, it's. But we have a different opinion on. I think Kelce and Andrews give you such a weekly advantage at tight end right now.
I think Nick Chubb gives you such a weekly advantage at running back right now.
Does it, is that going to continue though?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think
Kelce
so.
Thing is going to continue. The Chubb thing, I'm not sure. Are we certain that Chubb is going to still be a top five running back rest of the season? We didn't draft him.
Let's say he's top eight. Just with the state of the running back position, there's just so few must. All right, I'm going to move faster because I got to go. I like to trade. Dan, do you?
I give it a C plus.
Okay. This is from north of the southern border. Okay. Ooh. I have Chase Adams, Cook, London, and Gage. Chase Adams, Cooks, London, and Gage. I have James Robinson, ETN, Pierce, Dobbins, Brian Robinson. So he's better at wide receiver. I have Brady. I have Hockenson. Is it okay to wait to see how my running backs play out? Or should I trade Adams or Chase for a stud running back or even a top quarterback?
Wait it out. I think you have the depth to wait, and you have the upside plus the depth to wait this out.
Yeah, let's hope for Dobbins. I don't think it's going to be this week, but maybe next week for Dobbins. This is from East Los Rob. 12-man PPR, 4 point per passing touchdown. I am streaming quarterback. Would you trade Christian McCaffrey and Dallas Goedert for Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews?
Man, I wouldn't, but these are always tough for me in these one QB leagues trading for these quarterbacks. It used to be a snap no, but nowadays with such a disparity with those top quarterbacks versus the rest, I think you can make a case that you should do this. It's very close for me. I probably wouldn't, but it's very close. I think I'd do it.
I mean, McCaffrey's already hurt. I might want to get out of that if I can.
You know what? I take it back. I do it because I think Andrews gives you a huge advantage, though I do like Goddard, but fine. I'm in on it because of the McCaffrey injury. I like that.
All right. From Win the East at 5-10-1. Is that for the Giants maybe? Give Jeff Wilson and Elijah Mitchell. get Drake London. He has McCaffrey, Pierce, and Dylan. He's giving up two running backs, both 49ers, for Drake London.
I would do this, yes.
Yeah, me too. From Fiesta FFL, I went zero RB, standard scoring league, pick three. And once again, I have to get this one. This one won't be hard. Here it is. Okay, pick three, standard scoring. Two running backs on a flex. Kareem Hunt, Rashad Penny, Antonio Gibson, Breece Hall, Christian Kirk, Drake London.
So let's do that again. Kareem Hunt, Rashad Penny, Christian Kirk.
Antonio Gibson, Breece Hall, and Drake London. Picking between the one wide receiver is tough. Do you go Kirk against the Eagles?
You can only go one of those?
Yeah, or London against the Browns.
I would lean London against the Browns here. Actually, no. Kirk.
Yeah, I'll take Kirk too.
Volume is more guaranteed there. Now we got to pick how many of those backs?
Two running backs. Kareem Hunt, Rashad Penny, Gibson, Breece Hall. I'm going Hunt.
Hunt for sure for me.
And I'm going to go Gibson slightly over Hall.
Yeah, I'm out on Hall with Wilson back, so definitely Gibson for me.
Over Penny?
Over Penny, for sure.
All right, Dan, you know who's joining us when we come back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who?
The Fantasy.
There they are, the Fantasy Cops. They're joining us when we come back. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. This is our mailbag show. Put Fantasy Cops in the subject line. Send an email to fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. And here's the question from Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Dear Homer, Bart, Moe, and Barney. You even know who they are, Dan?
Simpsons. Come on.
Congratulations. 12-team league. I made a trade for Jonathan Taylor. I was going to send in a grade the trade, sending Javonte Williams and Cortland Sutton for Jonathan Taylor. But the commissioner had vetoed a trade between the Taylor manager and the Taylor manager's son. That trade was Taylor for Higbee, Corey Davis, and Zeke. He vetoed that trade, saying it was unfair because a father and son made a bad trade. I don't even think that's vetoable, but I thought, I mean, look, you're getting Zeke and Higbee. Corey Davis, whatever. You're getting,
it's not vetoable. It's just a, it's a horrific
bad trade. Yeah, but
it's not vetoable.
Not vetoable. I thought, what the hell? Let's send a trade. I'm not related and I don't talk to him, so no collusion worry. So I sent that trade of my Javonte Williams and Cortland Sutton for Jonathan Taylor. He accepted. Now the commissioner has vetoed again and says the trade is BS. I don't know how to proceed with this. Am I wrong in saying that I've done nothing wrong and I should have Jonathan Taylor on my team? I had the second pick and my team would have had Taylor and McCaffrey. Tough pill to swallow. What do I do?
You are 100% right here. The commissioner is 100% in the wrong. And I'll be honest with you, this might be a blessing in disguise. Javonte Williams and Cortland Sutton for Jonathan Taylor. This is one of the few times, one of those two for ones. I'm not even thrilled about getting the one here. I love Cortland Sutton. Love him rest of the season. It's a lot to give up for Taylor. There is some bounce back appeal with Taylor. That offense is going to get better once Matt Ryan and everybody gets on the same page with it. It's a new system. Matt Ryan, typically over time, is somebody who takes a little bit longer to get into a new system. This happened when they changed systems over in Atlanta. So I do still like the trade for you if you can get it through. And you're right. The commissioner made a mistake here. This is completely unfair by him.
Commissioners need to relax with the vetoes, okay?
Yes.
You're not, it's a little bit too much power there. So fantasy cops are after you. You are on the list. In our daily meeting in the room with the big board, we're talking about those commissioners. Every cop show has that room with the big board.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. This is time for some emails now. FantasyFootball@CBSi.com. This is from David in Chattanooga. If healthy, are you starting Chris Godwin with confidence?
Yes.
Me too. From Kyle, would you trade Jalen Hurts and Josh Jacobs for Dalvin Cook, Kirk Cousins, and Alexander Mattison? Jalen Hurts and Josh Jacobs for Dalvin Cook, Kirk Cousins, and Alexander Mattison. He also has Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, he also has McCaffrey. Every other season, this would be a snap yes for me. And this season, I lean no. I really do. I think Jalen Hurts is giving you such a weekly advantage, and I don't see that stopping. And Dalvin Cook's already hurt.
Yeah.
No, it's a no for me.
Really on the fence there. You are getting Mattison, so that helps.
It's awesome. Yeah, you're getting the Vikings run game, but you are... What do you count on more right now, Adam? The Vikings run game to be weekly, whoever's starting, let's say, Cook or Madison, to be a weekly 25 to 30 point score, or Jalen Hurts to do that?
25 to 30 is a bit much.
What Jalen Hurts is doing.
Oh, I expect more from Jalen Hurts, but I always expect more from a quarterback.
A quarterback, sure. I understand the floor for Cousins is higher.
Ask me 20 points per game for the Vikings running back or... In full PPR or 28 points per game for Hurts, which would be very possibly QB1 right up there. I would say more like, I'd say more likely for Vikings running back.
What was the other component of this deal? What were the two backs? What was the other side of the backs? It was Hurts
Jacobs.
And what? And Josh Jacobs, right? So it's basically the difference between Hurts and Cousins versus Jacobs and the Vikings running back on a weekly basis is the trade.
I think I keep the Hurts side.
I think I want the Hurts side too.
He's just so good right now.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
This is from a Duke fan in Chapel Hill. 12 team half PPR. I have Clyde Edwards-Helaire, J.K. Dobbins, and Nyheim Hines at running back. He's got his whole team here, whatever. Should I try to trade Jefferson to get Austin Eckler? He has Jefferson, Pittman, Michael Thomas, Drake London. No.
No, for me, again, look, I'm very scared of what that Chargers offense is going to look like the rest of the season without Rashawn Slater. They do not have the depth to lose an offensive tackle. And the solution they're going with, it's not going to be pretty early on.
So he's a Duke fan in Chapel Hill. What's the best environment you've ever been at a sports game?
Oh, I love that question. I'm going to say it was Wisconsin versus Ohio State when Ohio State was the number one team in the nation in basketball. It was snowing. I waited for 2.5 hours to get into the Kohl Center, and it was completely worth it because I had the fourth row of the fan set of the student section, and Wisconsin upset the number one seed, Ohio State, that year. And it was just incredible to watch. So I would say it's that.
I did go to a Duke UNC game.
Oh, that has to be the one.
It was not.
Do you hate Duke as much as I do, by the
way? No, I grew up really liking Duke. And then when Miami joined the ACC, I started hating Duke.
How could you like Duke?
Oh, God. Well, I'm a little older than you, but when I grew up, you know, everybody liked Duke. They were Grant Hill, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley.
You are a Yankees fan, too.
I'm a diehard Yankees fan.
Right. Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, you're the type of guy who likes all these teams that win all the time.
Excuse me. Didn't we just go to the Giants game again?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, aren't I a Knicks fan? Come on.
You are a Miami fan, too.
I was always a Miami, you know, Miami's basketball team at one point, they were 0-16 in the Big East. I was a fan when they were that bad. They were playing against Allen Iverson and...
Will Miami football ever be back?
I don't know. I can't say yes to that, unfortunately. But no. But anyway, the Duke game I went to was in UNC, and it was cool. But that stadium's definitely not like Cameron. You know, that's like more laid back. But it was cool. It was very fun. Very cool atmosphere. The best atmosphere I've ever been at that wasn't a game that I personally was invested in. I went to the Iron Bowl, but that was like kind of a crummy game. There was a Georgia Sanford Stadium was my favorite stadium, and that environment was amazing. But I went to every SEC stadium, and they were pretty much all great.
You went to every SEC stadium? That's awesome.
Pretty much. I missed Mississippi State.
How?
I had my first job. I was an SEC reporter.
Ah, that's cool.
It was very cool. That. Yeah. So all those games were awesome. From Ricard, my friend offered me Khalil Herbert and Jamal Williams. He said Jay Williams. It's got to be Jamal. Khalil Herbert and Jamal Williams for Amari Cooper and JD McKissick. I am 1-2. Would you do that? And he has Kupp, Hill, and Kirk, so he doesn't need Cooper.
You always need receivers. There are flexes, there are injuries, there are buys, but I would still do this trade. It's a nice immediate boost for you. That's what you need.
From Adam, would you start Derrick Henry, Chris Olave, or Khalil Herbert? Full PPR.
Derrick Henry, Chris Olave, Khalil Herbert. Henry.
Herbert.
Herbert over Henry?
Henry against the Colts. They have a great run defense. Herbert's going to crush the Giants. You know it.
I think Herbert will crush the Giants. So, I mean, that's not... The run defense looked terrible on Monday night. It's close. I'm just not benching Henry for Herbert. I can't do
that's fair. I think a lot of people would feel that way. I would. I need four of these guys in half PPR. This is from Joe. Mike Williams, Devontae Smith, Jamal Williams, Zeke, Metcalf, Lazard, Jeff Wilson, Chris Godwin. So Jamal Williams is a must. We need three more. Mike Williams, Devontae Smith, Zeke, Metcalf, Lazard, Jeff Wilson, Chris Godwin.
I think Smith is a must. Devontae Smith is a must. I'm not benching him after that performance.
Okay.
Even though there's no telling that he'll be able to continue that, but what he proved is he can be that weekly difference maker for your fantasy lineup. So for me, he's now pretty much in the rest of the year. Jamal Williams, Devontae Smith, and who's we need one more?
We need two more. We have Mike Williams, we have Zeke, Metcalf, Lazard, Jeff Wilson, and Chris Godwin.
I'm going Mike Williams. Again, squeaky wheel gets greased. Also, it's an easier matchup. And then we need one more.
I'm definitely going Godwin if he plays.
Godwin if he's healthy. Yeah.
If he doesn't, I'm going Zeke.
If he's checked, then yeah. If they say Godwin's good to go, Godwin.
If not, I'll take Zeke. From Jim, grade the trade. PPR, give Clyde and Zay Jones. Get Joe Mixon.
Yeah, I like the trade. I'm going to give it an A-, but I feel a little bit concerned about Joe Mixon, don't you? It's hard not to.
I've never seen anything like this. This is unbelievably bad. Comically bad.
What you've seen from Mixon?
Yeah, I mean, even a bad running back should be able to average 3 yards per carry.
And get it in when his coach is willing to give him 7 straight runs at the goal line.
I know,
It was such a disaster. I don't understand Zach Taylor at all as a coach. We don't have to talk about this now. But
Jamie already went off on it on Friday.
It deserves to be gone off on. I'm happy Jamie took care of that for me.
From Solinar, should I trade Saquon Barkley and Curtis Samuel for Alvin Kamara and CeeDee Lamb?
This is an interesting question because on the paper, it seems like, oh, this is a lock, right? We got CeeDee Lamb for Curtis Samuel and we just downgrade from Barkley to Kamara. But Kamara already hurt. I know he's now healthy, quote unquote, but he hasn't looked the same to me. That entire offense is going to take a hit if Winston is playing hurt or injured and missing games. So I'm going no. Barkley's the best player in this deal by far. I'm not even sure there's any running back I'd rather have than Saquon Barkley in fantasy right now. Probably Jonathan Taylor. Maybe Christian McCaffrey was already hurt. Who else? I don't know.
Haven't you felt that the last two Giants games, the run game has looked more or less like the crappy run game, except for the 25-yard or whatever it was, touchdown run against the Cowboys? I mean, it's not Barkley's fault necessarily, but what happened in Tennessee, to me, appears to be the mirage. The last two games have been very, where is the run game?
I think you're right from an overall standpoint, but I think that speaks even more volumes to what Saquon Barkley can be. Because right now, Adam, he has the most rushing yards over expectation, yeah, according to NFL Next Gen stat. He's basically been the best runner in the NFL, independent of what you've just said, the blocking.
Right, but I think the blocking can...
What'd you say?
He's going to have to be.
He's going to have to be for now, but I think the blocking can only go up. It's not going to be this bad all year, I don't think. I think at some point, it's going to get a little bit better. They do have some good pieces on that line, at least, so... And he's still used every time, every week, except for week two, a little bit less in the pass game. And they're trying to get him involved there. So,
all right.
To me, it's a no.
From Nicholas, PPR gave up Leonard Fournette and James Robinson, got Mixon and Aaron Jones.
Leonard Fournette and James Robinson. I got Mixon and Aaron Jones.
I'm giving that a B plus.
Yeah, before the year, it's an A plus. So it can't be too much worse now. We're only in week four. I'll give it a B. I'll give it an A minus. You're still getting a lot of value there.
Gray, the trade from Michael, three receiver league PPR, gave up Garrett Wilson, got Breece Hall, and he is pretty loaded at wide receiver and could use help.
I don't like that deal at all. I don't really understand that deal. I mean, Garrett Wilson's already proven that he's going to be one of the best receivers in this class. I don't like him as much as Zach Wilson, but I definitely don't like Breece Hall as much as Zach Wilson either. So I'm out on that one.
All right. I think it's okay. I think it's very hard to predict what's going to happen there. You know, you guys a lot of upside with Breece Hall.
That's fair.
This is from Cooking Up a Win. I need two running backs, two wide receivers, and a flex. We've got Dalvin Cook, Khalil Herbert, Javonte Williams. Wow.
Yeah, it's tough.
I think I'm going to sit Javonte.
Yeah, I would sit Javonte there.
And we need two receivers. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Devontae Smith, Christian Kirk, Russell Gage.
Keenan, if Keenan's healthy and good to go, Keenan, Smith, and who was the
just
first
two.
One before Gage?
Kirk, who? Christian Kirk. You just need two
Kirk.
Receivers.
Oh, you just need two. Then those two for me.
Who?
Allen and Smith.
You like Smith over Kirk?
I like Smith over anyone in that group.
Okay, and then you can have a flex, so you can go Christian Kirk or Javonte. I think I'd start all three running backs.
Yeah, yep.
I know it's not typical in a PPR league, but I would do that.
I would too.
From Patrick, 12-team full PPR, Bateman or Juju?
Juju.
From a suburb outside of the Windy City, Fort Lauderdale. Full PPR, pick three. At least two wide receivers.
I'm going to go with Winneka, by the way, just for the record.
There you
Winneka.
Go. Oh, you're a Midwest guy now. Yeah, went to Wisconsin. Gabe Davis, Marquise Brown, Devontae Smith. We need two of them. And Romeo Dobbs. Gabe Davis, Marquise Brown, Devontae Smith, Romeo Dobbs.
Marquise Brown for sure. Devontae Smith.
Okay. And then a flex.
I'm going to ride or die, it sounds like.
Sounds like it.
We got a lot of Smith questions.
Flex, Gabe Davis, Romeo Dobbs, James Robinson, Chase Edmonds, Chris Olave.
James Robinson.
It would be very hard for me to not play Gabe Davis if he's good to go. There could be 80 points in that game.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
I think I would... I don't know. I guess James Robinson's
no, that's fair.
Earned it.
James Robinson just... It kind of depends what you want here. James Robinson has such a higher floor, but Gabe Davis obviously has the higher ceiling, so... If you feel like you're in a matchup where you need a floor, I would go Robinson. If you feel like you're in a match where you need a ceiling, Davis.
If Keenan Allen is out, who should I flex? Josh Palmer, Jerry Jeudy, or A.J. Dillon, half PPR?
Jeudy for me.
Yeah, I agree. But I like Palmer. From Rob, PPR, Juju Smith-Schuster or Jeff Wilson? Juju against the Bucks.
Juju for me with PPR for sure.
Yeah, I'll take him. I have a bad feeling about Mahomes this week, by the way. He's a top five guy for everybody. Well, he's had one great game against the Cardinals, and he's been around 20 fantasy points the last two games against the Chargers, and who do they play last week?
There's some alarming numbers with his attempts, too. He's attempting deep throws 15-plus yards, fewer than almost anyone besides like Daniel Jones and one other, I forgot, and Justin Fields. It's like Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, Pat Mahomes, as far as who's attempting the fewest 15-yard passes.
Yeah, the Colts. He struggled against the Colts last week. They are getting a lot of big plays in the passing game, but it's a lot of yards after catch, which is fine. The Bucs defense looks really, really good, though. So
They need to put Sky Moore in there.
Well, they might. Yeah, you know, MVS. I don't know what MVS's status is on Friday, but he missed Thursday.
Figure it out.
And
I don't want to see Justin Watson out there running routes.
One update for you. Dalton Schultz, not a certainty for the game. They won't know until after Saturday. All right, YouTube, what do you got? What do you got? Eagles DST against against Jacksonville or Giants against the Bears?
Oh, I'll go Eagles DST. Giants are too banged up.
Yeah, I'll go Eagles. And the thing about the Bears is that they're not going to score a lot, but they're not going to throw a lot.
Yeah.
So you're not getting sacks. And I don't know, you might get interceptions, but who do I sit? Dalvin Cook, Drake London, Travis. You sit Travis Etienne.
Yeah.
All right, keep your questions coming here. Jared Goff against Seattle without Amon-Ra St. Brown or Derek Carr against the Broncos?
It's Carr for me, despite the matchup. I do not want any part of Goff without Amon-Ra St. Brown.
James Conner or Deontay Johnson? Johnson getting the Jets. James Conner against
Johnson
the
for me in PPR, Adam. PPR. Just because I know it's been frustrating, but at least the targets are still coming.
Brian already benched T. Higgins to play either Cortland Sutton or CeeDee Lamb. Who would you start?
Oh, that's not the worst idea. Pre seeing Higgins go off, I don't hate that as much.
Yeah,
those are three basically unbenchable players. Week
it's non PPR. Non PPR. I'll take Sutton actually.
Me too. Me too.
Sit. We did not do this one. Sit one in half PPR. Dalvin Cook, Cordarrelle Patterson, James Conner, Khalil Herbert.
Wow.
So it's either Patterson against the Browns or Conner against the Panthers.
Yes, or Conner. I'll Conner. Sit Conner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag best hair in the biz. I'm assuming that's for me.
That must be me.
Half PPR is Jamie, actually. 10 team, half PPR. I need a running back and a flex.
Actually, it's Thomas.
Oh, Schaefer?
Yeah, if he ever wanted to. He's always got the ponytail look, but
have you met him?
The flow.
Have you seen him
no,
in person?
No, not yet.
Him either.
No.
All right. Okay, so half PPR, 10 team. I need a running back and a flex. Jamal Williams, Khalil Herbert, Jeff Wilson, Michael Pittman. No, Williams and Herbert for me. Oh,
yep.
Am I really benching Pittman, though?
Oh, no. I can't bench Pittman.
I am going to bench him. I'm going to bench him for those guys.
Actually, I can. I'm with you. They're all volume plays. It's not like Pittman's going off of big plays, and there's more volume to go around for Williams and Herbert.
A.J. Dillon or Cam
Akers. What did he say about the cookie?
Then? Oh, yeah. He actually made a good point. By the way, you already have a double the cookie. Think about it.
No, it's true. Know, but if people love the cookie so much, they double each one of each. You know, it'd be the stack cookie. Nobody wants that cookie. Who wants that
Everybody
cookie?
Wants that. You know what I'd like? I'd like cookie.
Cardboard.
I'd like cookie, half the cream, cookie in the middle, half the cream, cookie.
So I do like that idea in general. Let me just say. Theoretically speaking, it's kind of like a Sloppy Joe sandwich, and a lot of people don't know what the Sloppy Joe is, the New Jersey version of the tri-state area version of Sloppy Joe, which is kind of like a deli meat sandwich with the bread in the middle and a coleslaw and Russian dressing. But having said that, it would be great. The cookie still has to be good, though.
The cookie is good.
Cookie.
Is that a
this
trash
is a
cookie?
Trash cookie.
Now you're going too far. You never thought that before. You just
No, I do. No. All I like it for is that it complements the cream, but it's a cardboardy cookie.
A.J. Dillon or...
I can't believe this is for debate. Oreo cookie is so bad.
A.J. Dillon or Cam Akers?
Has anyone had a Tate's cookie? Compare that to...
I have them upstairs. I have them upstairs.
One.
I mean, that's like... But you're talking about... Tate's is almost like fine dining cookie.
But what's the difference? They cost the same, basically.
Yeah, but no, but it's... I mean, it's a very different... You know what? That's like... You don't really bother... You don't really grinds my gears.
Yeah, let's hear it.
When people compare In-N-Out Burger... To
Five Guys,
yeah. Shake Shack, In-N-Out Burger.
The price is double.
It's a fast food joint,
right?
It's you know, it's completely different. You should be comparing it to McDonald's and Wendy's,
yes.
That kind of stuff.
100% agree.
And it's incredible. You know, it's
the best if you compare it to those crappy.
Right,
McDonald's.
You got
it. By far the best,
and
it's priced accordingly. By the way, like, that's the key here.
Right, A.J. Dillon or Cam Akers rest of season. Whew, good one,
Dillon, but I don't love it.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting basically, like, Dylan's getting so much work. I guess I'll stick with him.
Looks like we got a Tua update that I'm trying to figure out. Maybe
Tua
our producer,
update?
Zach, can get that. Good spirits, broken, nothing broken is further tests. He's undergoing an MRI, but nothing.
If you're giving an update on a player who's hurt, you have to say nothing broken. Not
that was
broken.
A terrible update. That was a terrible update.
I only have a few
it
more
was
here.
Live. It was live. We did it live.
Oh, great
blame
reference.
The CBS alerts team because they made me think that something interesting was happening there. Just kidding. Those guys do an incredible
job. Yeah, we're not going to do that, Dan.
Only kidding. Blame me always.
Pick two to start. Half PPR. Drake London, Curtis Samuel, Brandon Cooks, Jerry Jeudy, and Brandon Ayuk.
London, Samuel, Cooks, Judy Ayuk. 0.5 PPR, London. Ugh, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
I want to go London, Samuel, just because I trust the volume by far the most with those two. And I'm just a volume hound.
Samuel, I would probably go with in a full PPR league. In a half PPR league.
The matchup is tough, too. I want to take that back. So London and Judy.
Yeah, Houston getting the Chargers. I don't know if the matchup's tough. I'm not sure if J.C. Jackson's going to play in this game. They have a kind of a lousy defense without him.
For Cooks.
Yeah, for Cooks.
Oh, for Cooks.
You meant for Samuel. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I meant for Samuel. The Samuel matchup is the one I'm scared of.
All right. Wandale Robinson or Rondale Moore? Wandale or Rondale?
For stashing. Yeah, it has to be for stashing because Wandale's not going to play this week. It's a great question, and I'm going to go with Rondale Moore, even though I like them both a lot as stashes. These are two of the people I prioritize as stashes.
Penny or Singletary?
In full PPR, he says. Singletary for me.
Oh, really?
What?
I don't know that Singletary's going to catch passes like he did last week.
Oh, that. Yeah, no, I don't think so either, but I do not like Penny at all this week.
If you don't like him this week against the
Him at all. Do you know they're like the reason I don't like Penny is this. I'd be cool if Seattle wanted to do a full split with Penny and Walker. That's cool. I understand. Or something like a 60 Penny, 65 Penny. But they're mixing in way too much DJ Dallas. This is turning into I think last week a fourth player got a carry. This is turning into an absolute mess over there. And they're using Walker as like a receiver. And they're not even. I hate that backfield right now, Adam.
I mean, DJ Dallas, yeah, he had 5 touches last week, which is kind of
That's way too many touches for DJ Dallas. You have Kenneth Walker.
I wonder if that's
because... You see how good Walker looked
Travis Homer left.
Travis Homer, too. Yeah, there's so
well, he's on IR now. I wonder if that's why Dallas got in there. All right, last question from Reed. Start 2. Breece Hall, Antonio Gibson, Damian Pierce.
Breece Hall, Antonio Gibson. Gibson and...
I'm going to go Pierce.
It's Pierce, but that... Yeah, it's Pierce if you hope the injuries hurt the Chargers, because otherwise that game could get out of hand and they're not going to play Pierce.
Thanks, everybody. Have an awesome weekend. We'll talk to you Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern for the quick FFT and 5 and about 8 p.m. Eastern for the recap show. Dan, have some delicious stuff this weekend. all the cream in the world. We'll talk to you later, everybody. See ya.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.